Yo.
Log Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hey, hey, hey. What up? A Fly Sup. Totally Driven presents A Fly Sup Live, to be exact. I'm your host, Tone the Street Rapper. I don't know where DJ Coley Cole is. He's probably off doing DJ Coley Cole thing. Supposed to be my engineer, but he's not here, so I got to be my own engineer. I'm recording right now. Hopefully I'm in recording. Shout out to anybody that's listening.
That's right. Especially if it's just you.
Yeah.
Kind of a rough day for Tone the Chief Rocker today, man. They're trying to shut Tone the Chief Rocker down, man. But I can't let that stop the eight flight. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here, and I'm still chopping it up with you, man. Yo, shout out to those that's been showing the brother love. A lot happened since the last time I was here live with you all. Like I said, first of all, shout out to Bay and Nick. Shout out to Philly. Totally Driven Radio. Shout out to wherever you are, Arizona, Detroit. It really don't matter. Yo, we over here with chilling. I wish I had some funky instrumentals in the back, but man, I need my engineer for that. But yo, said a whole lot has happened since the last time, man. We done lost some a great MC by the name of Fife Dawg. Or the Tribe Called Quest, man. One of the pioneers of this golden age of hip-hop, man. Then we lost comedian great Gary Shaler. I hope I'm saying his name right, but, man, a lot of stuff going on, man. Like I said, today, my whack-ass slave ship job trying to get rid of Tone the Chief Rocker, man. That I don't think they really appreciate Tone the Chief Rocker service. Kind of got me in a little pickle. But the fact that I'm right here with you rocking right now, that makes me feel a little better. Yo, I got a chance to check out that Batman Superman movie like everybody else. A lot of people dogging that movie, man. A lot of people wasn't down with it. But yes, he shattered box office records. Right? How about that? Yo, man. I fall asleep on everything usually. I don't know how I stayed up for that movie, man. I fell asleep on a movie that you wouldn't even believe. I fell asleep on Fast 7. I don't know how I fell asleep on Fast 7. And to this day, even when I try to watch it on TV, I still fall asleep. You would think that. Okay, Fast 7, you got Vin Diesel, you got The Rock, Crash Carter, you got Tony Jaa. I mean, that just sounds like a movie full of awesomeness. But yet, it cannot keep my attention. As soon as they start talking and try to have dialogue, I knock the fuck out. I can't take it. I knock out. Damn. Yo, what else? Shout out to Joy Master Nate. I know you ain't listening, but shout out to Joy Master Nate. He had him a nice function Saturday night. Also, shout out to Milan, hosted her birthday party. Shout out to the whole planet, Los Angeles planet, Inglewood area. That's right. Oh, snap. I got a call. I think that might be my special guest, man. My special guest. I'm about to go ahead and bring. I'm gonna bring on my special guest. Again, I'm my own engineer. So wait a minute, let's bring him on. And yeah. Hello.
Peace.
And who might this be? Who could this possibly be?
Now, you already know who it is, your boy Yada Yada, I mean.
Ah, that's right, brother Yana. Welcome to A Fly Cup, man.
What's good, brother?
Oh man, everything's good now, man. Like I was saying, man, I started out with a rough day, man. It's been a rough day for me, man. But the fact that I got you calling in right now, it's all good. You can see the smile on my face, man.
Okay, okay.
Man, you bring a lot of smiles there, a lot of faces, but man, I truly love the messages and the videos that you've been putting up, man. Like you blowing up. You blowing up. I know you know that. You blowing up. I remember talking to you off air, man. You said you got a lot of offers, and you know, that's why I'm like, man, I'm tripping out that you even called in, bro.
You know, at the end of the day, my brother, at the end of the day, I love you. You know what I'm saying? And I support what you're doing because I come from nothing. I walk through the struggle. And if I never walked through the struggle, I couldn't relate to you and you couldn't relate to me. You understand?
I know that's right, man. Hey, right back at you, man. I love you just like the many others that's down with you. We all love you, man. We love the knowledge. Man, I didn't even know what alkaline was until I started watching your video.
Right, right, right. Facts, facts, facts. You know, at the end of the day, when they brought us to over here to the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, and they led us, our ancestors, off them slave ships and them chains, and they really snatched the royalty from you, your heritage from you, your language from you, your spirituality from you, when they snatched that, they gave you them. They gave you their diet, and that's why we over here sick now. That's why we over here having cancer and diabetes, and we can't think right. Now they telling us our children have ADHD so they can flush us with more killer medicine because the medicine does not heal nothing. It kills us. So we must get right and exact. We have to get right and exact.
We must get right and exact. DJ Coley Cole just came in. I got Brother Yada on the road. Oh, I got Brother Yada.
What up, Yada? What up, Yada? I heard a lot about you.
What's good, brother?
This is my brother, man. Yo, Brother Yada. This is DJ Coley Cole right here, man. My engineer finally just arrived, man.
Stop by the cops.
Brother Yada, my brother just got stopped by the cops, man.
Oh, man. We must get. Hey, man. Hey, let him know we must get right and exact, man.
We must get right and exact.
Oh, they know. They know. I've been walking around the house playing your videos every day. I'm going to keep it real with you, man. I was telling my mom, I was playing your videos, and I would always say, we must get right and exact. I'm going to keep it real. At first, my mom was like, I don't want to hear that. Because, you know, she's an OG. You know what I'm saying? You know, one of those OG Christians. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to them. But check this out. I played your video so much, and I spoke about you so much that she finally started to listen. And then you know what she said? You know what? He is right about us eating better. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you it's just like a message that you said. When you said that people, they see you, and if they don't like what they see, it must be them. I forgot how you said it, but you said that if they don't like you, then they must be looking in the mirror and they're seeing something that they don't see. I know I'm probably not wording that right.
Facts. See, this is the situation. This is what's going on in the world today. When I speak to my people. When they see me, they see themselves. Now, when I speak, it's so rare and so simple. It's so real and so simple. When I speak something, people want to deny it. Oh, yeah, they know what he's talking about because they are scared to look in the mirror at themselves. Nobody wants to face themselves. So when you snatch somebody out the matrix and be like, look, they're like, oh, that's not me. That can't be me. No, you got to get right and exact because we've been lost for so long. We've been lost for so long, brother. We've been searching for God. We've been searching for love. But the root is health, because if you got horrible health, you're not going to have no relationship with God. If you have horrible health, you can't never truly be in love because you can't love yourself.
Now, what about like, so that means like it's not just exercise. It's really about what we put into our body.
It's all about what you put into your body. See, they've told us for years, you are what you eat. You are what you eat, but we never paid attention to the words. So we walking around eating hamburgers. We walk around eating french fries. We walk around drinking milkshakes. And all these things are killing us slowly. If you stopped and thought about things you put in your body, you would no longer need doctors. That means doctors would no longer get any type of money. So their job is to keep you sick.
Them co-payments, them payments add up.
Man, come on, man.
Oh, man. You right, man.
Come on, man.
I'm going to keep it real, man. I had some poison today, man. I stopped attacking the crack, man. I just got one hamburger, though. I got one hamburger, you know what I'm saying? But I get two hamburgers, though. Usually I get like three of them, you know what I'm saying? I get up every day. I get my push-ups in. I do my chair dips. I do everything that I've seen on, like, you know, those, like, prison shows where they be trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I'm trying to get myself, I'm trying to eat the right foods myself, man. But it's hard, though. It's hard. And you saying that these foods, it's killing me. And honestly,
Let me tell you something, brother. You yourself, you are your best friend. You yourself are your worst enemy. And these foods physically, mentally, and spiritually possess you, because you cannot be right and exact if you're not putting the right types of foods, the right type of minerals, the right type of nutrition into your body. We're so stuck on these GMOs, we can't think correctly.
Right. Wow.
You understand? So we must get it right and exact. We must get in tune with self. Have you ever heard somebody play an instrument out of tune and sounds real horrible? But when they play an instrument that's in tune and sounds so beautiful, that's just like your body, because your body is nothing but a frequency.
Woo! Man. Right, man. And once the frequencies all line up, and you put the different frequencies in, such as the food that you're saying, that's why you end up jacked up. Now, check this out. Last year, okay,
mm-hmm.
I ended up with, like, several blood clots.
Whew.
You know what I'm saying? And exactly, out of nowhere. Several blood clots in my lung, they just popped up out of nowhere, right? Are you saying that those could be... Is that because of the food or what? It's got to play a part.
It's all about the foods. You got to understand that when we put acidic foods in our body, acid leaves three ways. That's through the kidneys, that's through the lungs, and that's through the skin, okay? So
right.
If you're not understanding the food that you're putting in your body, what is the food going to do? It's going to toxify your blood. Now your blood's not moving the way it should move. Now you're getting blood clots, not knowing where it's coming from. And you're going to the doctor, and you're like, yo, I don't feel good. The doctor's like, it's nothing wrong with you. We don't see nothing wrong with you. But you're telling the doctor, like, look, I know my body. Something ain't right.
Right. You know what? You're exactly right, because that's exactly what they told me. That's exactly what they, at first they diagnosed me and said I had pneumonia. They thought I had pneumonia first. And then it came out with the blood clots. But what I want to know is how they came out of nowhere. And like you said, the doctors, you know what the doctors kept telling me? We don't know how it came. We don't know if it's hereditary. It did all kind of tests, and they can't tell me anything. So you must be right, man. It's got to be these foods.
So this is what tells you something. Now, all this medical science, like right now, you know, the world is at Yada's throat right now. They're at me. They're going crazy.
Right.
Yada doesn't know what he's talking about. Yada doesn't know what he's talking about. But you're going to a doctor and you feel unhealthy, but they're telling you everything's going to be okay, huh? Just pop these pills. Oh, you come back. Like, look,
right.
You went to the doctor because you had an eye problem. They gave you some pills. Now you got a butt problem. Now you bleed out your rectum. You feel me? From the drug
right.
They gave you. Something that's good for your body. Go ahead.
They got me taking a pill right now. You probably heard it. Why would I tell you? They got me taking something called Xarelto, okay?
Mm.
They play this commercial. Now that I'm telling you, if you watch Maury or anything, they always play that commercial where it's like, if you know somebody that's taken Xarelto and died from brain hemorrhaging and such a, and yeah, and all that other stuff, this is what they prescribe to people.
Right.
You
but you gotta understand. But you have to understand, if you get healthy, you no longer need them. That's why medical science is built off theory. Medical science is not built off facts. We have to get right and exact when it comes to our own biochemistry.
Right. Man, we definitely got to learn. And that's why I'm glad that you was there to even open our minds, to even get us to even start thinking about stuff like this. Like I told you, off air a while ago when I first hollered at you, I got a friend, and he was telling me stuff like this, like years ago, and I always wanted to capture that, but we never did. But here you come along, and like I said, you got a lot of people that's at your neck right now. That's just how it is, man. That's how the media, and especially if you kicking a potent message, then that's what they're gonna do to you. That's what, especially when you coming at the caliber that you come. I mean, look at Brother Cat Williams. Look at what he's going through right now. Look at what they're trying to do. But people like y'all remain strong. And you know, I feel like no matter what they say about you, I always wish that they could say that to you, because I know that, like I said, when they hear your answer, then what are they gonna say? Just like you said not too long ago. Also, man, you said a whole lot, man. I'm still trying to process. But all in all, you got a lot of people that's down with you, and a lot of us are following you, and we'll be riding with you, man. You definitely can't just be sitting up there paying attention to those to the haters out there, because the hate is real. The hate is very real. But like you said, instead of sitting up there saying that, oh, we don't agree with y'all, why don't they try it? I think that's a very powerful message that you said right
there.
See,
and I tell people all the time, look, this is what I tell people. When I say something, they'll hit me with philosophy. And I'd be like, no, you can't prove me wrong with philosophy, because philosophy is theory. Prove me wrong with facts. Try it. And if it don't work, come back and say Yada is a liar. But they won't. They're too lazy. They're scared to face themselves. Right now, I'm shaking the world up because everything they've been taught, I'm saying it's lies.
They said Marcus Garvey was crazy, man. They said George Washington Carver was crazy when he came up to him talking about some peanut butter, man. You know, but guess what? We all eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Hey, what y'all need to do is leave them peanut butter jelly sandwiches alone, because they're killing you.
Exactly.
They're killing you. You have to understand, when we came out the wombs of our mothers, they fed us poison. They took us off the breast of our mothers and put us on Similac. If they didn't put us on Similac, they put us on the breast of cows. Why is a human walking around drinking cow's milk? You don't see a lion drinking from a horse. You don't see a horse drinking from a cow. So why are we drinking from animals? Because they say you need your calcium. You need your calcium.
Right.
Milk causes diseases. Oh,
man.
Oh God, we need protein. We need protein. We need protein. We must eat meat. Meat causes diseases. We must get right and exact. We have to step back into who we are so we can walk into our God's ship. These man-made foods have turned us into men. That's why we are going through the pain and the agony. You have children right now, 18, 19, with cancer. You have babies coming out the womb with leukemia. Why? Why?
Wow.
Because we have not gotten to our true self. We're so quick to believe what people tell us and then ask questions. I tell people all the time, don't believe me. Try it. And if it doesn't work, call y'all a liar. But don't come at me with no philosophy, because philosophy was written by men in an ignorant state.
Wow, exactly. Ignorant state and aesthetic state, as you say, right?
Facts. Facts. When a body is in an acidic state, that means the person is living in their own personal hell. So if your body's in an acidic state, your body flows through your body. When it circulates through your body, it reaches your mind. Now you can't think. So they're asking why these children have ADHD. They want to feed these children all types of medicines. No, you change their diet. When you change their diet, you'll change their minds.
I know that's right, man. At least definitely we need to change our minds, man. But like I said, I know I got to change my diet, man. We got kids, man, and the type of food that's out right now, man, like you said, they messing with the watermelons. I had a watermelon yesterday after the white season, and I was like, hold on, brother. You got to say, I don't know about this. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Yo, check it out. I got a call. You mind if I take the call, man? I think somebody want to bring him in.
Man, bring them in, man. They either love me or they hate me, brother. Bring them in.
No, let's see what's going on. Hey, hello. You there? Call it. Oh, he must have been scared, man. Hold on, hello? Okay, next caller. Let me see what's going on. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello?
My question is,
what's going on?
Is,
hello, what's your name? Welcome to A Flight Up.
What's going on? My name is Marcus from New York.
What's going on, Marcus from New York? New York, what's happening now? What's cracking over there?
It's getting warm. It's nice over here, you know. So my question is, if protein makes your body acidic, if milk and meats make your body acidic, how do I get my protein in my diet if I'm trying to gain muscle without being in an acidic state?
That's a good question, brother. Thank you for calling in. I love you, brother. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, he hear you.
Now, they told us that our body needs proteins. It's a lie. Your body does not need protein. When you put proteins into your body, it turns into acid. If it turns into acid in your body, you do not need it because your body naturally produces acid. So if you're putting meats or milks or whatever else they told you is protein, they're a liar, because you have to remember that the gorilla is one of the strongest, biggest animals on this planet and does not eat meat.
Wow, not even on that, because I remember on that movie, Congo. Did y'all see? Okay, well, I didn't know that. Okay, well, hey,
hello?
I hope that answers your question. Hello, you still there? Okay, all right, well, there we go. We got any more callers? Well, yo, well, there you go right there, man. Hold on, okay, here we go. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, how you doing? Hey, welcome to A Flight Sup. I got Brother Yada right here. What's happening? What's your name and where you calling from? Hello. Okay, well, there
Is
we
she
go.
Still there?
Well, I still got Brother Yada, right?
I'm right here, brother. Peace.
All right, well, we rocking then. Hello, is the caller gone? Yep, the caller's gone. Hey, yo.
Hey, you have to understand. You hear me, brother?
Yeah, I hear you.
You got to understand, when you dealing on a high frequency, when you vibrating, some people might call it on negativity, and they can't. I'm shaking the phone waves right now. They can't even stay on the phone.
Right.
Like,
they scared. They get online, and they're like, They're used to the typing. They're used to the
There's somebody on the phone. Peace. It's Yada. Talk to me.
Hello, anybody there?
Was the line muted?
Yeah,
it was
muted, but you all right now. Welcome to A Flight Up. You're chilling with Tony Rock and Brother Yada.
Greetings. This is Sister Venus.
What's the name you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I have a question for Yada. Yes.
Talk to me.
Okay, I am a vegan as well.
Okay.
When you treat your patients before you start with the detox program and then after, do you give them pH strips so you can tell where they started on an acidic state and where they ended on a less acidic state?
I don't really trust. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't trust no man-made things. Nothing man-made. It's only two ways to tell if a person is in acidic state. When a person is in acidic state, their bowels will smell horrific. They will sweat, Without moving, they will sweat. Okay? When a person is in an acidic state, they need deodorant. When a person is a true vegan and eating foods that are alkaline, that's grown naturally, that's not produced by man, you won't even have a smell coming from your armpits. That's why I tell people we must get right exactly, because even though you say that you're a vegan, if you're eating man-made foods, you're not truly a vegan because you're not taking in the nutrition and the minerals that you need. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
So I tell all my people, and especially the ones that detox with me, you must fast. You must fast. You must fast. And I deal with every client differently because nobody's the same and nobody suffers the same as far as illnesses. Okay?
Okay.
Man, I think I might be in an acidic state right now. I need some deodorant right there.
Yeah, if you, if you know, the pH strips are only like $7. Have you tested?
Go ahead.
You know, have you tested what your pH is of your body? Have you tested your saliva to see if you're above 7?
Let me tell you the best way to do this without using a pH strip. Okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want you to get you a glass jar. I want you to urinate inside of a glass jar and sit it there. Let it sit for a day or two. When you come back, you'll see mucus floating inside your urine. A lot of people don't know these things. A lot of people haven't tried it. We're just going off of what's popular. And anything that they give you for free here, pH strips, it's not for you. They're not giving you nothing to help you, and we have to understand these things, and we have to get right and exact, because only you know your body. Only you know your body. So if you want to know if you're in an acidic state. Huh?
Boston, Massachusetts, you still there?
I hear you loud and clear. I have another question
when he finishes. Now, go ahead, sister, talk to me. I'm listening to you.
Okay. I am very much Team Yada. I have been a vegan for 12 years.
Yes, ma'am.
When you had talked about not having a period, 12 years ago, I had thyroid cancer, and I had a hypoactive thyroid, which means I had a very heavy period. Where I had to leave work sometimes because it was that heavy. And I actually didn't become a vegan right away. I just added green barley and flaxseed to my diet. And about 3 years later, I became a vegan. But within 6 weeks of just taking green barley, which has 54 minerals and high concentrations, right, my thyroid came right in the spec. I was on 5 medications. And I got off all the medications in 6 weeks.
Congratulations.
Yes, but I'm a vegan, and I have a 16-year-old daughter who's a vegan, right?
Yes.
We don't eat any cow's products. In fact, we eat an electric diet. We eat, the spelt rice and the, garbanzo beans and all that kind of stuff. So we eat a total electric diet now. So we're not just vegans. We eat an electric diet. My daughter is 16. She's never had cramps. She does have a period, but it's maybe like a light 1 or 2 days. So when people say, oh, Yada doesn't know what he's talking about, it happened for me. I went from like a 5 day to like a 2 or 3 day, and it's almost like spotty. And my daughter is the same.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Let me tell this sister, I love you. I love you so much for even saying you're Team Yada. And thank you for clearing that up, because a lot of people don't understand the truth, because their diets are so poor. We've been taught that a woman's supposed to have a menstrual cycle, and it's supposed to be painful. She's supposed to get cramps, not knowing it's coming from taking these man-made foods. So thank you for clearing that up for me.
Really though, thank you for calling, y'all. I got one, man. You it's blowing up right now. Next caller, baby, what's going on, brother? Y'all, hey, y'all, hey, you kicking some mad jewels right now, man. Yo, hello, anybody there? Hello, man. Yada, they stand, brother. Yada. Yo, what else we got? Hello.
Hello.
Caller, you there? What's your name and where you from?
Oh, name AJ from Maryland.
AJ from Maryland, what's up, man? You rocking with Brother Yada. It's on the cheek. What's happening?
Yeah,
you got a question for Brother Yada?
Yeah, I wanted him to finish up what he was saying about the urinating in the jar. I had just got on the phone about the
okay.
pH.
Okay. Right, right. Okay, now, when we put man-made foods into our body, the acid itself breaks down the mucous membrane and sends mucus all over the place. So if you want to know if your body's in an acidic state, get you a glass jar, the one you can put a top on it, get you a glass jar, urinate in it, and sit it to the side for about 1 to 2 days. And when you come back, you're going to see mucus floating on the top of your urine. So you know your body's in an acidic state. You must get right and exact.
Okay. And it has,
you got that?
It has to be glass.
It has to be glass, yes, brother. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Much love, brother. Much
All
love.
Right, then. Thank you for calling. Brother Yada, man. I'm saying, man, I never even knew about this. I didn't even know this path music started. I didn't, this is all new to me.
Man,
it's
brother, you know
probably, the probably 3 weeks that I've been keeping up with you, I've learned probably more stuff from you than I probably learned, like, in a lot of my classes in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Much love, brother. Much love.
They don't
love.
Teach us this. They don't teach us all of this. They don't teach us a lot of the stuff.
See, we have to understand one thing. The truth itself is simple. Lies are complicated. So when they start using words you've never heard in your life, you got to know something's not right.
I know that's right. But yo, man, I don't want to hold you up. I know you were very busy, man. Yo, is there anything that you want to leave off with, man? Anybody you want to shout out, or all the people that show you mad love? You want to say anything to them?
Man, I want to say this, man, to all the beautiful, strong, powerful women that are raising young men by themselves, do not give up. Because even though you might think he's a knucklehead now, he might shock you 10 years down the line. And to all my beautiful brothers that are going through the struggle and can't figure out which way they're going to turn, just know you have to turn within inside yourself and believe in who you are, because there's nothing on this planet more powerful than you. Get your health together, because when you feed your body, you feed your mind. And when you feed your mind, you feed your spirit. I love you. And to my haters, I love you, because the energy that you give me got me moonwalking on the moon.
Okay. And yo, all the haters for me, I hate you, motherfucker. No, I'm just playing. I'm going to get right back to you, man. Hey, Brother Yada. Man, this has been an honor, man. I want to thank you for calling. Man, hopefully you can call back, man. This is the number, man. This is the show right here, man. Hopefully I can have you on another show, man. But you know, hey, I know you got a lot piled up, man. I'm catching you right as you, like, it's like a keg that's about to blow up, and I was lucky enough to for you even to come through and drop some of this knowledge. I hope you come back to 8 Flight Sub one day.
Oh, man, you already know who it is, man. Your brother, your teacher, and your guy, Yada, Yada, I mean.
That's right. Hey, man, one last thing. If they want to find you, man, how do they find you on Facebook? Or for those who don't know, who might just be hearing you for the first time.
Okay, you can find me on Facebook. I really don't do social media like that. But I do have a Facebook. They can find my like page at Yada. YADA, or look me up on YouTube at Yada Awakening, YADA Awakening, and get in tune. Because my job on this planet, let me say something real before I get off this phone, man. A lot of people want to cast judgment on Yada, but you don't understand that I'm walking around with a target on my back for my people, for all people, because we're all going through the same thing, because we have one devil. And that's the person that's polluting our water, polluting our air, and polluting our food. And when we take all these things in, this affects our unborn children, because when we take in GMOs, it alters our genetics. We have to understand these things. GMOs will alter your genetics. That's what they do. So we must get right and exact. And everybody that I know that was talking the way I'm talking and really about the people are no longer breathing. They're getting assassinated. So before you cast judgment on Yada, just know I love you enough to lay my blood and my life on the line for you. You already know who it is, your brother, your teacher, and God. Yada, Yada, man.
Brother Yada, man, I'm
Brother Yada, thank you so much, man. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah. And there you have it. Brother Yada, man. I finally got Brother Yada up on here. You hear that, DJ Coach?
Yeah.
We just had Brother Yada up in here, man. And you listen. Hey, shout out to the callers that called in also, man. We must get right exact. We just had this and we must get right exact himself. Like you said, man, there's a lot of people that want to hate now, but that's all devils, man. That's exactly what Cat Williams and many greats. Like I said, like he told me, Marcus Garvey was the same thing, man. In the end, a black man trying to tell another black man or another black woman or just people, just period. Because honestly, the message goes deeper than black than just black women and black men. Everybody should be eating right. And how are you going to be mad at somebody for telling you to eat right and enlightening us to want to change our eating habits? Eat right. Every time I be sitting up there, we got Ruby Rue in the house. Ruby Rue, what up? Welcome to Ace Life Stuff. Did you get a chance to check out Brother Yada?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yo, man, hey, every time we be watching TV, we'll watch Bounce. How many of those Cedar Sinai commercials do they show? Okay, it's too many kids being sick, you know what I'm saying? But it's for many different reasons. But if we can, for many different reasons, I don't want to just say it's because of the food, but if we can change a lot of that through the food, then right on. You can't be mad at that.
Right.
Right, yo, we're Totally Driven Radio. It's staff hours, man. Like he said, man, he made me realize that I think I was at an aesthetic state because, I think I'm smelling a little funky. I better go in there and put some deodorant on myself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there must be a lot of acids going on. And just like he said, people that's always angry all the time, I think that must be going on at my job today. I think all my bosses was in that aesthetic state. Right? But, yo, once again, I want to thank my special guest, Brother Yada. We still chilling. A-Flight's up. Totally Driven Radio. Shout out to Bay and Nick. Shout out to anybody that's listening. DJ Coley Cole, what's up with you, man? You said you got pulled over by the cop. How was that? Is this your first time?
No.
Your first time, and how was that?
It was all right. I wasn't speeding at all. Actually, the time I kept a good attitude. I wasn't even. I wasn't. There was nothing to be scared about. I didn't get no safety.
There you go. Right. That's a message I do want to give to a lot of black men. Black men. I'm speaking to a lot of black men. My Latino men too. But I'm really speaking to my brothers right now, because it's hard on us right now. Make sure you keep you a good attitude when you get pulled over. I get pulled over a lot, and I try to keep a good attitude all the time. I don't try to be talking to the cops crazy or nothing like that. I don't know when black people started doing that. A lot of black people been talking crazy to cops, and I don't know when this happened. But like I said, I try not to do that. I try to, you know, keep it easy going because, you know, I don't want them asking me to, you know, go in my glove department and then they find all my weed and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I make sure that I be quiet and I answer all the questions. That's what you said you did, right? Like I said, always make sure you have your license, your registration, and a good attitude. And you can get up out of there and have the 9mm sitting right there under the bumper plate. Don't want to must get right next to that. Like what y'all to say, man. But yo, man, that's a tip. Where were you at when you got pulled over? Inglewood. Talk about Inglewood always up to no good. It's not always the gangbangers. It's the police too. Inglewood PD be ripping. Inglewood PD and Culver City PD, they be tripping, man. Yo, man, a lot of people been saying, they've been talking about this Batman Superman movie, man. Like I said, the last happened, we lost five dogs. Gary Shandling, Batman Superman movie comes out. And a lot of people don't have a lot of good stuff to say about it. What you think, DJ Coach Cole? What you think of the movie?
That movie was straight up trash. I didn't like it. It was just a whole bunch. It was just everywhere. It was like.
How about this show?
There's so more organized in that movie. They were just adding too much stuff in it because how you gonna have a Batman versus Superman movie and then you only get to see Batman versus Superman for 5 minutes? You know, I'm not trying to give away the whole plot or stuff, but I'm just telling you, if you're gonna see it, you in for a long, boring ride. That's all I can say.
All I want to know is was this movie about? I can definitely tell you this. That was the swollest Batman I've ever seen. It seemed like all Ben Affleck really cared about was making sure he was super swole to play Batman. I ain't never seen. And usually the Batman. Well, he really got into character because usually the Batman be having the muscles in their suits. You know what I'm saying? Michael Keaton, he didn't have muscles, but he had muscles built into the suits. You know what I'm saying?
Batman is supposed to be real strong, though.
Yeah. Man, hey, you know, don't listen to us. It's just like how it used to be. You ever used to watch Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
When they would talk about the book, and then the kids would be like, I read Abiyo, or I read the Clifford book. I liked it. Don't take my word for it. That's exactly how this movie is. Hey, yo, we chilling, yo. We over here, we chilling. A Flight Sub South. Like I said, we just have a gotta go. I know the call in number, and if you don't, I don't know it either. I'm looking for it right now. Let me see what's going on. Where the call in number at? Let me see what we got there. Let me see what we got there. Let me see. Oh, yeah. If you want to call in, say what's up, say what's happening. Talk to Chief Rocker. Call in 718-508-9883. I'm with DJ Coley Cole on the
That's right,
man. Hey, man, I wonder what kind of music, brother, y'all listen to, man. You think I see some of his videos where he had like some reggae. I wonder if he's into hip hop, man. Wonder if next time if I was able to get in the call, man, maybe I'm gonna ask him some of that, man. Yo, I like the way you got it set up in here, DJ Coley Cole. You got the pictures up, your hip hop pictures and all of that. Okay, check it out. I've asked you this before. I'm going to ask you again because I like asking people the same question because it changes every time. You ready? DJ Coley Cole. Top 5 MCs. Top 5 MCs. That's what we're going to get into right now. Hold on. Before you say
it. I didn't think about it.
Yo, okay, while you think about it, yo, to anybody that's listening right now, call in right now, man. So call this number right now. Give me your top 5. Hit me up just the same time, DJ Coley Cole, Coley Chief Rocker.
Let me see.
Who's your top five?
I gotta go with Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, nigga.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, nigga.
I love the Method Man voice. Who else? Let me see. Oh, my man, Be Real.
Oh, I like Be Real. Be Real, stop the skill. I like how Be Real be rapping. Be Real, I think I might have been three, but that's how Be Real be. I hope I can get Be Real on A Flight.
Right.
Oh, shout out to the Smoke Box. That's right. I give shout out to every other show. Shout out to the Smoke Box. Shout out to Open Bar Radio. I don't know where it's been. It's been a month now. No Open Bar Radio exhibit was cracking. Okay?
I'm going to have to go with. You know what? Okay, he wasn't on my top five, but after we seen him live, he changed my mind, and I got to go with KRS-One.
KRS-One! The teacher, huh?
The teacher.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm about to put you on blast. You just said KRS-One. That's one of your top five. You ready for this? Give me one KRS song.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
How you going to say that?
I got my favorite song. Oh, my God. Why would you do me like that?
Because. How you going to come on my show?
Hold on, wait a minute.
You don't know.
I do.
You know what? Time out. That's my thing. I'm tired of people saying who their favorite is, and then you ask them.
No, I wasn't with him in the beginning, but after I went and changed his mind, he changed my mind.
What song did he do?
He's never
touched
the song.
What's
my favorite song?
Oh my God,
he's like the most famous KRS-One
song.
Step into the
light.
Not that one.
Okay, well, just sit down. Think about it for a while.
Man.
Get right next to
that. No, I do like that one.
Okay.
I do like the song of the Philly. No, but it's the other one. It's the other one.
Okay. And there you go. Okay, all right. Hold on. While you're thinking your fifth person, I'm going to go ahead and number two. Mine, man. Let's see what we got cracking on this dashboard real quick. Okay, all right. I'm going to do mine. Freestyle off top. This is my top five right here. Okay. This is how we're going to do it. One, two, three. Okay, I got Busta Rhymes. I got Outkast. I got, can I count that as one?
You can.
A lot of people be saying, oh, you can. Well, I don't care what nobody says. Okay, they gonna be one to me. So I say Outkast, Busta Rhymes, Ghostface Killer, Snoop Dogg. And, this is going to be hard right here. I'm rolling with Ben. Now, I know there's so many people I left out. I left out Cube. I left out, who else? Corrupt. I wanted to say Mac 10. You know, always going to be an Inglewood, because, you know, you're an Inglewood native. I'm rocking with anybody from the wood, especially if you don't like that. Well, yo, what are you doing over here? Trying to figure out. She's going to come out and say something. What was that? Oh, I remember. KRS-One, no Vaseline. I'll be like, shut up. Okay, all right, okay. Well, at least she knows that. She only knows that because she just saw Straight Outta Compton. And now.
That's all right.
Did y'all like that movie? Did y'all like that movie?
I love it.
I'm talking to anybody that's listening. I'm talking to you if you're the only one listening. Did you like Straight Outta Compton? Okay, all right, yeah.
I love Straight Outta Compton. I've seen that movie like three times in a row, I think.
I think I did. I saw it twice and was going to see it three times.
When I seen it, the first time I seen it, everybody was over there just singing all, saying all the words, all the songs, like it was a real concert up in there. People up in there dancing and stuff.
Okay, yo, well, check it out. Yo, I got another caller. Yo, hello? Who that? Hello? Hello? Oh, just lost the caller.
Hey, well,
shout out to you anyway. I thought you was going to hit me up. Give me one of those top peasies. What's the top five out there, Bill? What's that number right there? Hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is? Hey, welcome to Eight Flights Up, man. What's going on? Rocking with Tony C. Rocker. DJ Coley Cole.
Are you doing top five live?
Top five alive, it don't even matter. I just gave you my top five. I said Busta Bus. I said Ghostface Killer. I said Biggie. I said Outkast. Now, what do you think about that? Does that count? Can I say Outkast? I'm saying both of them. I'm gonna, because to me, they're one. I don't want to split them up. Does that count, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm with that five.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, well, all right, what about you, man? What's your top five?
I'm going to put on there Tupac at number one.
Tupac?
Number two, I like E-40.
Especially now, right? E-40 is on lately.
Okay.
Yeah. Pac, E-40.
Scarface.
Oh, yes. Man, you really do that. I forgot all about Scarface.
Scarface's got to be on that list. I like Eminem. And probably number five would be I like Bun B. Bun B.
Ooh, yeah, Bun B. You said Bun B. Man, you have some good ones, man, especially that Scarface. You hear Scarface's latest album? That Deeply Rooted?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that album all the way through, boy. Like I said, man, what I like about Scarface is like, you know, he didn't do all the type of music that he could have came out trying to do, you know, the club bang and the turn-up music if he wanted to, but he didn't do that. I'm not knocking none of the turn-up music. I'm not knocking none of that. But sometimes I don't always want to turn up. I want to sit back and I want to listen to the stories of what's going on. You know, he was kicking some real jewels, man. I think he got a track. I love that one joint he got with he got a track with Nas and Rick Ross, I believe, on that new Deeply Rooted album. I forgot what it's called, but it's with Nas and Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, those are some good top fives, man. Thank you for calling, man.
Hold on. Let me throw one more in there before I go.
Oh, okay. You got a sixth man? You got a sixth man?
For all the smokers.
Who else on the court? Who else?
For all the smokers, Mr. Cal.
Mr. Cowboy, man, you know who put me up on? As a matter of fact, the show is called Eight Flights Up, and that Eight Flights Up comes from my uncle, rest in peace, and he put me up on Mystical, man. He used to love Mystical. You know what's my favorite song from Mystical? I got two of them. I got two songs that's my favorite Mystical. One of them is You Would If You Could Live. You know that song? Remember that?
Yes.
He said something wild. He said, I can't even remember all the stuff he was saying on that. But then, okay, my second joint is going to be that one he did for the Woods soundtrack with iPad, Neck of the Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Man. But yo, man, those are some good times. Oh, you got one more?
I'm going to tell you one that they sleep on a whole lot, but he's cold. CeeLo Green?
Man,
CeeLo can flow, man.
I'm already know it. Goody Moe B style.
Yes.
Why y'all falling for nothing? Oh, I know CeeLo very well.
he got some freestyles though where he goes off. I mean, he got some nice flows.
Right. Did you ever see that one that he did for Hot 97 a while back? He was talking about, like, he was basically talking about a whole bunch of just how black people came up. You know, you ever heard
yes.
that one?
Yes.
Dang.
That was tight.
I love that one. And whoever put that video together for it, they was off the hook too, man. Shout out to them, man. Yo, man, did you check out that movie Straight Outta Compton? I'm saying it like it just came out. But did you check it out?
Yeah, I saw it.
What'd you think of that, man?
Oh, it was good. It was a good movie.
Okay, now if there was gonna be another biopic movie, what's the next biopic movie you would like to see? Group or rapper. Or singer, it don't matter. Who you want to see? What movie you want to see?
I want to see one on Tupac.
Right. You know that's supposed to be coming. We're supposed to be getting the Pac movie.
Yeah, I want to see
it right,
one.
Man. You know, because like, what do you think about the Biggie movie? The Biggie movie kind of left a bad taste in my mouth, man. Because I'm a big Biggie fan, and I think I just gave it a pass. Just because it was about Big, man. What you think, man?
Well, I mean, you know, it was. I think it was kind of watered down a little bit, but
right.
Kind of. Now, I think the best movie. I think the best movie is for television, or for just actual viewing. I'd like to see a movie with Suge Knight.
Ooh, that'd be hard. Like almost like how they do it with the old
thing. I think that movie would be packed with everything that would keep you, you know, attention the whole time. I think he's got enough stories in there.
He said that they should do like a TV movie, about Suge Knight. And I said, hey man, have you checked out that O.J. Simpson movie? I think it could be kind of like that because that O.J. Simpson, huh? That O.J. Simpson TV movie is blowing up right now. And the same thing could happen for the Suge Knight movie. And look, they can do a super cast just like they did the O.J. Simpson. You know, they got Cuba Gooding Jr. playing O.J.?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? It's like this dude don't look nothing like O.J. He don't sound nothing like O.J., but he's still doing a great job. Because who? Why? He's Cuba Gooding Jr. So if he's going to get Suge Knight, then maybe we can get, I don't know, who they going to cast for Suge Knight? Let me see. No, they going to cast the dude that used to be on Malcolm in the Middle, the black guy, the one that's playing Bebop in the new Ninja Turtles movie. They will get him. That's how they do it, man. I don't like how they be miscasting people so a lot of times for these movies. But, yo, man. I want to thank you for calling, man. And make sure you call me. You can always call back, man. Thank you for rocking with DJ Coley Cole and Tone the Chief. Rocker.
Okay, I want to keep listening to the show.
That's right, right on, man. Keep listening, man. Much love to you. Yes, sir. That's right. But, yo, man, he had a pretty good top five, man. T.I. Right? Hey, look,
Hey, I mean, I'm pretty sure they said the same thing back in the day when the real Roots came out. Cause you had O.J. Simpson who was in the original Roots. And I remember when we saw that, because we saw Roots when I was like in fifth grade, or we watched it in class, and, you know, it was fresh off the trial. So as soon as we saw O.J.'s name pop up on the Roots, we both started laughing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, check this out. I'm about to show you my age. Do any of y'all remember this? Cotton and candy, sweet and gold, O.J. Simpson, kill no cold. Y'all didn't say that when y'all were kids? Oh, man, that's the type of stupid stuff we used to do when we were kids, man. Kids don't do that no more, make up different songs. Oh, man, that's right. He was just born, right? So we got another caller? Let me see what's going on. Hello.
Hey. Hey, I called in. I just want to listen to the show.
Oh, okay. Well, right on.
I just gave you the top five.
That's right. That top five is in the house. Hello. Anybody there? Well, yo, that's right. Man, top five, man. What about that movie? Remember that movie? That's where we got the idea from, is that Chris Rock movie, man. Chris Rock, I did like the top five movies. Did you see that? What'd you say? It was all right, but I needed a really good movie from Chris Rock, or at least bring back the Chris Rock show. Remember the Chris Rock show? No, you don't. Oh, yeah, that's right. I think he definitely did. He definitely did. But, yo, man, he does what he does, man.
Let him know he's not talking about everybody getting Chris either. You know, you got some dumb people that be
different. Oh, no. Not everybody. I'm talking about the Chris Rock show. See, that's the thing about I love about, like, YouTube and stuff like that now. Even if you don't know what I'm talking about, you could just go on Google right now or go on YouTube and just type it in. Man, they supposed to be bringing, I don't know what happened. Remember they said they supposed to be bringing back in Living Color?
Yep.
I don't know what happened with that.
They're supposed to be bringing back Martin on May 26th?
No.
On Fox?
No. No, it's not. I got Facebook too. I got Facebook too.
That's what I've seen it. That's what I'm
talking about. Would have had it
showing
promo on TV already.
No,
I don't know if it was
true
or not.
No, that would never happen.
That
would have
been awesome.
It would, I guess, but, you know.
You don't think it would have been funny?
I don't know, man. I'm going to keep it real, man. Now, you know me, DJ Cody Cole. Martin, that's my dog. You know, I thought I was Martin when I was, like, in fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? And now, he's just not the same Martin, but, you know, I heard it probably be good like this. I've even heard that Dave Chappelle actually said he had a stroke, and that's, you know, I didn't know he had a stroke. I knew he was sick, and I knew something happened. I didn't know he had a stroke. And if he had a stroke, that explains a lot, you know. But you could tell the difference right off bat, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just watch Bad Boys Part 1 and then watch Bad Boys 2, that's a totally different Martin, you know.
What about, did y'all, I seen a poster of the Beetlejuice 2. Is that really
no,
true?
Hey, that's the thing. That's the only thing about this.
It looks like an old Michael Keaton.
No.
Dressed as Beetlejuice.
Like I said, you're gonna have to see stuff. You got to see stuff to believe. Like, I'm going to have to see a preview before I believe anything. The same people that's making those posters is the same people that keep making them fake last
what's
Friday posters.
Why am I making all these posters that they're not real?
Because everybody has Photoshop now and these apps. I can sit up here and have them and make a Last Friday poster and say Tony Chief Rock is going to be on it. It'll have Ice Cube. It'll have Smokey. It'll have Chris Tucker. And I'll have my picture right there and my America's Got Talent hat and my booty chain right there and just say and Kevin Hart, starring Kevin Hart and Tony Chief Rock. I can do the same thing if I learn how to do it. Right, yo, man. What's going on? What you looking at over there?
So you know how people just be posting like they little like when you know how they got a whole bunch of like pictures and then you say like what you
back in 96. And this is back when Shaq had first came to the Lakers. That was the big deal. Shaq had just came out here from Orlando, and that was the big deal. Everybody was talking about Shaq. And then it was these two brand new players that nobody knew about. And those players' names were Eddie Jones and Kobe Bryant. And look, check this out. Kobe Bryant came in with a bald head, and he's leaving with a bald head. Right on. Right on. Yo, Kobe, would you tell me, DJ Kobe Cole, what's up with you, man? Got any parties lined up, man? What's going on, man? Got any new mixes out there, man?
Ketchup on hamburgers and got ketchup.
They don't even have a lot of ketchup on it. I mean, I can't taste the ketchup.
Yeah, you got your booty put out the little taste of ketchup. Dang! Man! Yo, man. So, if you can see anybody in concert right now, see
Jay-Z?
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll You know Jay-Z. I've seen almost everybody.
What's your favorite whole album?
My favorite whole album?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to say. I'm gonna have to say American Gangster, man. I love American Gangster. I like every single cut on it. Blueprint, I love Blueprint. Blueprint
yeah.
was hard.
Yeah.
But I love American Gangster because my favorite song is on I Love I Know.
All the same call? Yeah, okay, yeah, I feel you on that. My favorite song on there on the American Gangster album was,
hold on, yeah, I have two favorite songs. Like, I Know, and No Hook.
Ooh, is that good?
No Hook.
Yeah.
I like Party Life, but I like No Hook.
I love Party Life. That might be one of my favorite songs.
Have you seen him when he did the concert, when he did the B-side thing that last time? That was tight.
You don't put that song
together?
Yeah,
fuck that, right? Oh,
you
listen. So you listen. Give a nigga all those stuff. I thought you were saying, you wouldn't know that it was OG Rocker. You know what I'm saying? You know, all the stuff you done told me about everything that you just like, then like two years after you was like, forgot about everything you done told me about it, you
gotta
use it.
You're right. You
done told me almost every little story.
Sometimes you have to do that. Okay, well, talking American Gangster. Okay, all right. My favorite going off American Gangster is going to be Party. I like Party. My favorite one is Seth.
Oh, yeah.
Everything he said he was, he is. We must be right and
calling. Yo, I think we're about to sign off right now, man. DJ Cody Cole, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
Once again, listener, I want to thank you. And it don't stop right here, man. I keep the shows going. Look out for, you know, my after hours. H Flight Club after hours. I post some joint stuff on Facebook, SoundCloud. I keep it funky, keep the music rocking. That's what it is. Shout out to Bay and Nick. Thank you once again. Shout out to the whole Totally Driven family. We out. Tony Chief rocking, man. I want to see DJ Cody Cole. And we about to give me every hour.
What you
want to
do?
Thank you, sir.